Sirs, the Sirs, generally sponsored by the Miller family, member of Joyce's father, Rabbi Tzvi Lezer Reuven Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We've been learning about Tachanun. We're still in the never-ending introduction to Tachanun. And we've been discussing which way, what posture we take while we recite Tachanun. The Mechaber, the Ramah, have a machlokas. Do you lean on your right arm? Do you lean on your left arm? Why do we lean all together? We spoke all about this. The Mishnah Berurah's compromise, that it depends whether you're wearing tefillin or not wearing tefillin. We don't lean on the arm with tefillin. So Shacharis, depending on your lefty or righty, you'll lean on the arm without tefillin. And Mincha, you'll lean on a different arm. And we mentioned Rav Soloveitchik follows the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, both in Maaseh Rav and his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, would lean on the left side even if he was wearing tefillin, no matter what. Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva and had a fascinating minog, in order to fulfill all the opinions. In Igros Moshe, Chilukei, he's asked, what should one do? How does one fall on their arm to not deviate from what the accepted practice is? And he writes the following, that which you saw me, Moshe says, you observed that I was falling. What did Moshe do? He fell on both of his arms. He would hold his arms, cross his arms, and then he would lean on both of his arms. Munachas ala shulchan sha'alayu ani nofel. So he sat at a table, because, of course, Rav Moshe davened at a table. And at the table, when he said Tachanun, he would lean not on either his right arm or his left arm. He would put both of his arms and then fall on his arms on the table. And he says, I'm not deviating from the Ramah, who says, some say, the right arm, not the left arm. That which the Ramah distinguishes between whether you're wearing tefillin or not. I'm not deviating. I'm not compromising the Ramah. He says, I put both my arms, I fall on them both, and I fulfill all of the opinions. You know why? It's a mystery to anybody who's watching. They have no idea which arm am I really leaning on, the right or the left. They're both there. So it's not, you can't say by leaning on both arms, you're leaning on neither. You're not observing either minug. His chiddush lo nikar kol kach le'eizeh tzad ani nota. Even the minog in most shuls, and Moshe says in that shul where you saw me, the minog was, depends whether you're wearing tefillin or not, you always lean on the arm without tefillin. I wasn't violating that even while I was wearing tefillin because I put my arms side by side and leaned on them both, and therefore I was able to fulfill all of the opinions. Fascinating practice by Reb Moshe. Okay, but back to the last question we were asking, which is, when do you say Tachanun, and when do you fall? So the Rokeach says that you only fall on your arm when there's a Sefer Torah in the room. And he brings a makor. He brings one makor having to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the origins of Tachanun is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rokeach says, I'm sorry, this is the Aruch HaShulchan. With Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no. That's where he says you don't have to. But the Rokeach says it's proper to fall only on when there is a Sefer Torah. And the Rokeach points us to a pasuk in Sefer Yoshua. In Perek Zayin, pasuk Vav, the Navi describes Yoshua fell on his face to the ground in front of the Aron of Hashem. So why does it describe falling, Nefila Sapayim, only Lefnei Aron, only in front of the Aron of Hashem? So the Rokeach learned from this pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it as well, to only say Tachanun, only recline, only fall on one's arm, on their face, when you are in front of the Aron. There's another Sefer Shulchan Torah gives another reason, and he says it takes a tremendous chus to take that posture, to fall on your arm. It's an intense moment of tefillah. It's an auspicious moment when we say Tachanun. That's why Monday, Thursday, the long Tachanun, as we spoke about. So when do we have the merit to take that posture, to fall on our arm in such a fashion, is only when we have an Aron Kodesh that is in front of us. So do we follow this Rokeach? The Beis Yosef says that there's no source for it, and it's not needed. And indeed, this is how the Mechaber paskins. The Mechaber holds that you say Tachanun and fall on your arm, even if there is no Aron Kodesh, Sefer Torah, and you're not in a room of Svarim. The Ramah disagrees and says the minhag is to only do it when we have Svarim. We only say it in front of an Aron Kodesh. So the Mechaber makes no mention of it. But since the Beis Yosef, the author of the Mechaber, Mestama, in his Shulchan Aruch, he omits it because he was paskening like himself, that you don't need a Sefer Torah in order to fall on your arm. Interestingly, Ashkenazim and Sfarim therefore deviate what we do, except in one place, the Minag in Yerushalayim. Rav Tukachinsky and Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe both write that the minhag Yerushalayim is to say Nefilas Apayim and fall on your arm even when there's no Sefer Torah. Why not? Why would it be different? Because all Yerushalayim has the Kedusha, has the status, as if you're Ke'ilu in front of an Aron Kodesh. Because of the higher status of Yerushalayim, therefore the minhag developed there. Rav Tukachinsky quotes it, as does Rav Moshe. Rav Soloveitchik also had the psak, also followed the opinion to say Tachanun, even there's no Sefer Torah around. Even if there's no Sefer Torah, Aron Kodesh or Svarim, to always, not say Tachanun, but to always fall on your arm when saying Tachanun. We bring down, it's brought down, that even if you have a Aron Kodesh with no Sefer Torah, that also might justify falling on your arm. The Aron Kodesh, even when the Sefer Torah is not there. A Sefer Torah, even when there's no Aron Kodesh. Sometimes the Sefer Torah is in a home for whatever reason, if you have no Aron Kodesh. So the Aron without the Torah without the Aron, would both justify falling on your arm. Other posts can bring down even a Sefer. If you have Sfarim, without a Sefer Torah and a Kodesh, the presence of Sfarim alone is enough to justify Nefilas Apayim, falling on one's arm. As I said, Rav Soloveitchik had the practice to do Nefilas Apayim, to fall on his arm, even when there was no Sfarim or no Sefer Torah. That was the minhag of his grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, as well. Rabbi Ganak suggests that this might be a Meduyuk from a Rambam, but a person should follow their practice when there is no Sefer Torah. I think the minhag is to follow the Ashkenazi practice, like the Ramaz, to only say it when there are maybe Svarim, certainly a Sefer Torah, Aron Kodesh. Others have the practice to fall either way. I think that concludes our introduction, our very long introduction to Tachanun. So, Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll pick up by going through the words of Tachanun itself.